What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, March 31st, 2017, end of the week, end of the month. And tomorrow, of course, is April Fool's Day. We don't do that sort of thing around here for the obvious reasons. We have lots of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And, of course, today being Friday and hour number three, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us with her unique perspective on the world. Now, getting right on into it, there's been a fire and bridge collapse in Atlanta, Interstate 85. Fire started. They still don't know what started the fire, but it burned for 20 minutes, and then the bridge overhead collapsed. And I'm waiting for Rachel Maddow to come on and insist that she found Vladimir Putin's cigarette lighter near the blaze, the way the corporate media tends to do these things. There's been an interesting development in this whole Hillary Gate, email gate, whatever you want to call it. And apparently Chuck Grassley has revealed that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and six of her aides still have access to top secret and classified information. Now, the way the rules are supposed to work, when you are involved with anything involving classified information, you have to be vetted, you have to get a security clearance, you then have to follow the rules on the proper handling of the classified material, which Hillary didn't. She was very careless. I mean, that's what she's saying. I think something else was going on. But for the moment, we will stipulate that Hillary Clinton is a very careless person with classified information. Then when your job is over, you surrender that information back to the originating body, or you certify its proper destruction. And your security clearance at the higher levels is revoked. It can be reinstated, but it's revoked. You're not supposed to have access to classified information if you're not in a job that requires it. And Grassley has now basically blown the whistle that Hillary Clinton and six of her aides, after she stopped being Secretary of State, still had access to top secret classified information. Why? That's a very, very big question. If she's not Secretary of State, if she's a private citizen, which is technically what she is, while she was running for the office of president, she's still a private citizen today. She should not have access to any of that information. What is she doing with it? Now, for me, the big unanswered question remains. If Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, was selling classified secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server, her private email server had very weak security on it, and the Guccifer had basically said when he was inside Hillary's server prowling around, he saw 10 foreign IPs logged in at the same time, just prowling around looking for things. So was Hillary selling that material? Was she using her charitable foundation to collect the payments? And it certainly wouldn't be the first time, because the Clintons did this back in 1994 with the ChinaGate scandal. And now we're finding out that even after she is no longer part of the State Department, no longer officially a part of the government, she retained her access to these top secret and classified documents. Sounds kind of suspicious to me. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you and Claire are well.
We are doing fine.
Great. Just a couple of quick things. The last couple of days, I wasn't able to reach your website. I had to use a proxy. So I had to go into my router and change my DNS settings. I was wondering if you could maybe post something about that.
Here's the problem. We're under pretty heavy server attack, and I do have an automated system I put together, and sometimes it will erroneously flag somebody as a hacker who's merely hitting the server too hard. So go to whatismyip.com and email me the number that it shows you, and I'll make sure that you're not in the filters, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Also, you have that website stating that poll for Hillary and Trump.
Yeah, they changed the poll right after I ran the story.
Well, it's actually worse, Mike. I went into it about three or four times, and one time it was at like 15,030, Trump was at 20, and I went into it again, it was at 15,015, and Trump was at 19. So they're deliberately shaving the numbers.
Of course they are. Of course they are. It's corporate media. What are you expecting?
Oh, I
the whole thing
was
BS.
That's exactly what we expect.
Yeah, that's exactly. So, yes, the corporate media is lying to us again. Oh, and in additional news, the sun came up this morning.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here, do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're going to be talking about that poll over at MSN a little bit further down on the talking point list here. But apparently Fox News is now reporting, apparently they have had somebody come to them who's a very highly placed source, not in the FBI, but very senior in the intelligence world, needs to stay anonymous so that they don't wind up in Fort Marcy Park, and basically saying that this unmasking of the names of people inside the Trump administration had nothing to do with national security. It's all about politics. And basically saying, the spying and surveillance started before Trump was even the official GOP nominee. They were watching him all along. And that, of course, is always the big question. We now know for a fact the Obama administration was spying on Donald Trump during the transition for political advantage, to know what he was planning, to try and figure out how to end run him or blockade him. And now the question is, were they spying on him during the campaign? And with this Fox News report, it looks like the spying on Donald Trump began even before he became the GOP nominee, before he won the primaries. So, yes, they were spying on a rival political candidate. This is Watergate all over again. And we need to keep pounding on this and keep forcing it out there about just how crooked this last year's election was. Now, Fox News had an interview with elections expert J. Christian Adams, and he used to be the voting section attorney at the U.S. Department of Justice. He's now an advocate for honest elections, and he is saying so far he and his associates have confirmed 4 million dead voters on the U.S. voter rolls voted last year. So between the 4 million dead voters, the 3 million illegal immigrant voters, Hillary's claim that she won the popular vote has just evaporated. Now, very interesting little question being asked by Investment Watch blog. Is Russia interfering with the U.S. political system, or is it Israel? Yeah. Go on over and listen to those speeches at the AIPAC conference. Israel is openly tampering with our elections. They will pour huge amounts of money on pro-Israel candidates. They will move to get non-Israel supporters ejected from Congress. Just look at Cynthia McKinney. Everyone's screaming about possible Russian interference in our election system, and Israel's doing it out in the open. And the attitude seems to be, well, of course it's okay for Israel to tinker with our elections. You know, they're God's chosen people, and they're special, and we have to let them tamper with our political system, but Russia better not do it. Paul Joseph Watson is out there on Twitter pointing out something that's actually kind of obvious, but it's worth saying anyway. In the last 3 months, virtually everyone who helped defeat Hillary Clinton has faced either official oppression or media smear. Yes, they have. It was only about a month ago the Washington Post was claiming my website and dozens of others were arms of Russian propaganda. Insert ominous music here. And of course, we're not. We're just reporting the news. We're reporting the news Hillary didn't want reported. That's what's frustrating her. She actually thought she could run and win the White House, and that nobody would be talking about all the Clinton scandals going all the way back to that CIA gun and drug running operation in Arkansas in the mid-1980s. And boy, was she wrong. There's a lot of people inside that establishment who are still not realizing how the internet and the independent media has changed the fundamental nature of the way information flows through our society. They still dream that they live in a world where the politicians tell the media what to tell the people to believe, the media tell the people what to believe, and the people believe it. And that was, for the most part, true back in the 1950s and 1960s. That's not today. It's not even close to being today. And some of the people inside the establishment still haven't really picked up on that new reality. Story coming on out from the Gateway Pundit, confirmation. John Podesta's company was paid 1 billion rubles from the Russian government, that's about $35 million U.S., while he was advising Hillary Clinton. again, I guess, on the air after however it was we got knocked off. So yesterday we were talking about this law that was being proposed out in California to ban alternative media websites in the state. And obviously a lot of people were saying there is that pesky little thing called the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. And sure enough, the legislature has dumped that bill now. They've just thrown it on out. But the fact that they're even talking about laws to ban independent media tells you just how afraid they have become, just how influential the independent media is, and how scared corporate media is. Their revenues are dropping, their audience dropping, advertisers are leaving them, they're running on vapors over there. And they can't change their business model, which is we tell your lies for big bucks. And they're trying to find some way to get rid of the independent media. And this bill from California is just absolute proof that they're just ready to ditch the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to retain power over you. We're going to take a break for commercials here, try and figure out what was going on with our connection, and we'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're back on the air, not just on BAM User, but on Republic Broadcasting as well. And apparently the problem was the hamster in the little wire wheel. For those of you who are not familiar with radio, our entire studio setup is powered by a little wire wheel with a hamster in it tied to a generator, and he runs and drives a little wheel in circles, and we get electricity from there. But the hamster's getting old and looking tired, so they thought adding another hamster might improve things. Unfortunately, they put in a female hamster, and so the wheel wasn't turning in circles anymore. It was just rocking back and forth, and they've corrected the situation, and we are back on the air. Claire's in the other room laughing. Anyway, so we were talking about this idiotic bill out in California. I'm going to repeat the story for the people on RBN. We were talking yesterday about this bill actually proposed in California that would ban independent media websites or any independent media anywhere. You will watch your corporate media. You will believe it. And obviously, a lot of people said there is that First Amendment, right to freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And the Supreme Court has consistently ruled freedom of the press applies to all technologies used to promulgate opinion and discussion, whether it's radio, TV, or the Internet. So the California legislature has now ditched that bill. But as I was saying before, the mere fact that they were trying to put such a bill through shows you how afraid the establishment has become of the independent media and how influential the independent media really is. So, there we are. Now then, let's turn over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural. Apparently, Syrian government forces have regained large areas in northern Hama, and apparently they now are looking, either are about to or have taken control of Mount Zain al-Abidin, which would give the government troops the ability to fire artillery at units operating in the area north of Komana. So they're making progress there. This thing could very easily be over, and I think that's what Assad and Russia are trying to do, is end this whole nonsense before the United States can come on in and start talking about safe zones again, which Tillerson's already doing. You know, we need to carve a safe zone out of Syria so that the people unhappy with Assad can live there, which I guess would include John McCain and Nancy Pelosi and all the war hawks here. And I would be, you know, I got to tell you, that would be a really good idea. Let's carve out a little piece of the Middle Eastern desert and take all of our war hawks who think the Middle East is worth dying for and just drop them in there, you know, and we'll parachute in some food and water every once in a great while, and just let them, you know, if they want to fight over the Middle East, we'll let them go fight over the Middle East and leave the rest of us alone here. Now, Russia today, of course, is reporting on what's going on in Syria, and they were up near the strategic Euphrates Dam, and Russia today is saying they're seeing the U.S. so-called advisors right on the rock of front line. Advisors. We've heard that one before. We heard that in Vietnam. Oh, we're not sending your kids over to actually fight the war in Vietnam. They're merely advisors. And after we lost about 60,000 of those advisors, the war was over. And we had lost here. Very alarming development. The Pentagon will no longer reveal how many U.S. troops are in either Iraq or Syria. You don't need to know, because you gosh darn American people, you just have a bad habit of getting really upset at all of your children that we're sending to these places here, so we're just not going to tell you anymore how many are over there. Which tells us they're about to do a major, major escalation here. Now, the European Parliament did a fact-finding trip down to Syria, wanted to see for themselves if things were as horrific as reported in the Western media, and to nobody's surprise, found that the reality in Syria completely contradicts what is being reported in the European and American corporate media. And they were shocked by the scale of Russia's humanitarian aid into that country. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials here. We're going to get some vitamins into that giant mutant hamster, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away,
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I got an email request to finish the story I was on when we had our little hamster outage. And that was about John Podesta's company. It being confirmed that his company got $35 million from the government of Russia while he was advising Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And the point I was trying to make there was we still have the corporate media and the liberals desperate to find something that links Trump to Russia so they can say he's a Russian agent, and all the while just ignoring as hard as they can all of these links between Podesta in Russia, Hillary in Russia, and really the bias and hypocrisy is just really very, very obvious. There are real cases of collusion between Russia and U.S. political figures. And they're trying to make one up about Donald Trump. Now, getting back to the war zones here, yesterday we were talking about how Tillerson had made the comment that the future of Bashar al-Assad is going to be left up to the Syrian people. And apparently John McCain just flipped out at that. And he's now angry at Rex Tillerson for saying Assad can stay. And McCain is out there saying Assad should go, Assad should go, Assad should go. So I think over in Syria, they might be asking the question, is America interfering in Syria's politics? And I think the answer would most assuredly be yes. And that's another double standard, because the U.S. is always interfering in other countries' politics, rigging their elections at least 81 times that we know of since the end of World War II, coup d'etats in countries, more than 50 attempts since the end of World War II, succeeding about half the time. And yet, the mere suspicion that somebody from outside might be tinkering with our political system, except, of course, for Israel, is a big, horrendous crime. Oh, my goodness, we can't have an outside country interfering with our politics, except, of course, Israel. So the double standards are really getting very, very obvious. Now, over in Mosul, as you know, the campaign over there has resulted in a huge number of civilian casualties, to the point where the Iraq forces have declared a temporary pause to allow the civilians to be evacuated before any more fighting takes place. And it's a big, big problem. Of course, here in the United States, the attitude is just get used to the idea that civilians are going to be killed in our wars. It's a small price to pay to bring democracy and humanitarianism to the people of Iraq. We're going to bomb those people until they're humane. Tillerson is also out on the warpath again against Russia, saying that the U.S. will maintain all Ukraine-related sanctions on Russia until Crimea is returned. They're still out there with this nonsense that Russia stole Crimea. And every time you go up to one of these people and you say, wait a minute, Crimea had a referendum to leave Ukraine following the U.S.-backed coup d'etat in Kiev, and then they had another referendum to merge with Russia, and they come back and say, well, Crimea didn't have the right to do that. Yeah, they do. Under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which all member nations of the United Nations agree to, yeah, Crimea had that right. But that's the position. We refuse to recognize the right of the Crimean people to vote their own independence and vote to merge with Russia. Therefore, the default position is Russia has stolen Crimea. Now, that's like going to a wedding and finding one of the wedding guests refuses to recognize the bride's right to marry. Therefore, by default, the groom is guilty of kidnapping and rape. That is how ridiculous this logic is behind Russia stole Crimea. Meanwhile, the EUCOM commander, the commander of U.S. military forces in Europe, is calling for larger, enduring armored force to deter Russia. We've got to take more money away from the American people and build tanks and artillery and just park it there on the Russian border until we can get Russia to do something we can attack them for, or until it rusts into corroded piles of junk, which is where the vast majority of all the weapons that were built during the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s went. They built all this expensive stuff, and it just sat there, and it was never used. And given that much of it was nuclear, we are glad that it was never used, but why waste the money in the first place? Out in Arizona, you can see this on Google Earth, there's a boneyard of American warplanes. It is huge. There have even been some TV shows done about it. And you can see this thing, and it's just square mile after square mile of all these very expensive warplanes that are just sitting there in the desert corroding away. Now, just imagine all of that money being, instead of making this stuff to sit there in the desert and rust, had been put into, upgrading the Oroville Dam or reinforcing that bridge in Atlanta or providing safe water systems to American cities or things like that. And already we have the military-industrial complex saying, we want more, we want more. We've got to take more money away from the American people. To heck with clean drinking water and safe food and good roads and stuff. We can survive without that, but we need to have bombs. Reminds me of this wonderful quote from George Bernard Shaw. He wrote a book called Man and Superman, and one chapter out of it, The Devil and Don Juan, basically, it's a standalone piece. It's often done as reader's theater. And there's a wonderful quote in there. There's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons. And unfortunately, that is sadly, sadly true. And there's a lot of greed tangled up with it. It's a wonderful scam. You create a threat. Russia's coming to get you. I remember the propaganda from the 1950s and 1960s. The commies are coming to indoctrinate you. No commies ever showed up at my door. When I finally actually met some people from the Soviet Union, they were pretty cool people. And the military-industrial complex took vast sums of money away from the American people, money that could have been spent on making our lives better. And they built bombs, and they built rockets, and they built airplanes that just never worked. Because they didn't need to. The scam all along is, we're going to build all this stuff, and it looks really impressive. It doesn't have to work, because we're never actually going to use it. And that's why today we have wound up with things like the Independence-class littoral combat ship, severe corrosion problems. The lead ship has already been dry docked to replace part of the hull. The Freedom-class littoral combat ships, drivetrain problems. The Zumwalt stealth, we hope, destroyer, drivetrain problems. The F-35, the F-22, the Gerald R. Ford may never actually be usable in combat. But they all soak up vast sums of money, and everybody who's in on that little scam is making their little piece of the action. And it's time to bring it to an end. Here's the reality of what's going on. We don't need to project power across the globe for reasons other than greed. We're always hearing, you know, better to fight them over there than have to fight them in our streets. They'll never get to our streets. We've got two oceans protecting us and a nuclear arsenal. All the Department of Defense needs is the nuclear arsenal. They don't need any of this other stuff. Somebody annoys us, we drop a tactical nuke on them. And everybody will calm down afterwards. All of these carrier groups and ships and planes and drones are about invading other people's countries and taking them away from them. Taking their wealth, taking their political system, turning them into vassal states. And we've done it all over the globe. And that's why America is hated around the world. It's not, they don't hate us for our freedoms. They don't hate us because we've got Disneyland or Miley Cyrus or any of those other things. The rest of the world hates us because the U.S. government has a bad habit of going into other people's countries and messing around with them to benefit American corporations. That's why we're hated around the world. Now then, as you know, there's a big NATO drill getting ready to take place in Bavaria. I hope they don't tear it up too bad. Bavaria is a very lovely place. And those tanks have a bad habit of really churning up the lawns. But apparently, Germany is now recruiting Russian-speaking actors for the military drills in Bavaria. They want to get the soldiers used to hearing the Russian language because we have to deter Russian aggression. I'm sorry, who is it who's rehearsing to fight against the Russians? Over in Russia, I don't think they're having drills where they're hiring people who speak Bavarian to play the op for. It's very obvious who the aggressor is in this new rush to a new world war or a new Cold War. Actually, this war is already pretty hot in Iraq, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Afghanistan. Now, there's a new development that I hope will give military planners a bit of a pause. It probably won't. What they'll do is scream is, we need more money to counter the new threat. Russia has been developing a new anti-ship missile. It's called the Zircon, and it is very potent. It flies at almost Mach 6. It's a hypersonic missile. I was looking at a video of it, and it looks like they've managed to field a working scramjet. And apparently it carries a warhead sufficient to destroy an entire aircraft carrier with a single hit. And it has a range that will allow it to be launched from outside the current standard defensive perimeter around a carrier battle group. And that is really a game changer. And apparently they've had a successful test flight, and they're going to be putting that into production. When you look at what Russia and China are producing, because their goal is making working weapons, not just looting the public for the military-industrial complex, I really do not think the United States can win an actual war against Russia or China. And that's a really good reason not to start one. Apparently, over in Ukraine, in the city of Lutsk, the Polish consulate was attacked with an RPG rocket. Everybody's pointing fingers. Ukraine is saying it's Kiev Nazis, and everybody's blaming the Russians. It's amazing. Now, new development. Apparently, one of the regional parliaments in eastern Germany is planning to officially recognize Crimea as being part of Russia. And I'm sure there's probably a lot of phone calls being made over there in Germany right now to try and tamp this down. But at some point, somebody's got to take a stand and put an end to this Russia-stole Crimea nonsense, because that's all it is. It's a load of nonsense. And we're risking a world war by continuing on down this path. Meanwhile, U.S. Army General Joseph Votel is saying that the U.S. should use military means against Iran because Tehran is the greatest long-term threat to stability in the Middle East. I'm sorry, remind me again, just who has all their warships and carriers throughout that entire Gulf region? I don't think it's Iran. They've got their little coastal patrol boats. Their glorified ski boats is really all they are. Who's got Aegis cruisers and carriers and destroyers and guided missile frigates and everything in the area? I don't think it's Iran. It's the United States that is provably the biggest threat to stability in the Middle East, because they've destabilized Iraq, they've destabilized Yemen, they've destabilized Libya, they're destabilizing Syria. Iran hasn't done anything. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years. They're on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list because they refuse private central banking, and they want to sell their oil for currencies other than the dollar. That's it. And, of course, Israel wants Iran broken into little tiny pieces that are easy to bully and push around, like they're getting ready to do to Syria, Turkey, and Iraq with the creation of the new Kurdistan. Even Tehran is coming out and said, you know, maybe if you want things to calm down and be more stable in the Middle East, the U.S. should get its assets out of the Persian Gulf. It's not the American Gulf. It's the Persian Gulf. We have all these American weapons of war running along the borders of countries in the Middle East and then screaming that those countries are the reason there's tension in the area. Now, the U.S. is warning China that they are losing patience over North Korea. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said China can and must do more to force North Korea to halt its nuclear and missile programs. This is coming from Nikki Haley. Well, China has already said that they're not at all happy with North Korea. But China has this idea that maybe countries ought to be allowed to kind of just sort of do what they're doing. Now, obviously, the nuclear weapons are an issue. But nuclear weapons are usually built and stockpiled as a deterrent. Remember when we were going through that first Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s and the U.S. and Russia were building all these city buster bombs? And we were told, that's cool, it's deterrent, mutually assured destruction. We're going to build all these nuclear bombs. Nobody would ever use them out of fear of retaliation. And I'm pretty sure that's why North Korea wants a nuclear bomb, to deter an invasion of their territory. North Korea is not going to initiate a nuclear attack against anybody because the result would be North Korea melted into a giant slab of green glowing glass. They want the nuclear weapons for deterrence. What the U.S. wants is to disarm North Korea to make it easy to invade. Now, Trump is having a summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping next week. And that's probably going to be very, very tense. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And it's kind of interesting. We've seen the United States use this thing, the threat of nuclear bombs and Saddam's nuclear weapons. And now it's North Korea's nuclear weapons. And there's an important point you need to keep in mind in all of this discussion. Because for all this talk about Saddam's nukes and Iran maybe getting nukes and North Korea's got nukes and we've got to be afraid of all these people, in all of history, one and only one nation has ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. And that's the United States. Now, the propaganda was put out that by using the nuclear weapons at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it forced Japan to surrender, and it actually meant there were fewer deaths than would have resulted from an invasion of the Japanese main islands. The reality is, Japan was already trying to surrender before the nuclear weapons were used. They knew they had lost. They were sending envoys to talk surrender, who were not being allowed in. And the reality is, the U.S. government dropped those nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to demonstrate to the rest of the world, first, that we had such weapons, and two, had the political will to use them on civilians. So I think before the United States starts pointing fingers at the risk of nuclear attack from other countries, they need to look in a mirror. And even North Korea is out there saying that the United States screaming about North Korea's nuclear development or anybody else's is a cover for the fact that the United States doesn't want to join a global disarmament. The U.S. wants every other country to give up their nuclear weapons except the United States. But the nuclear weapons supposedly are a deterrent. As long as North Korea has nuclear weapons, it's going to make it very hard for anybody to successfully invade them. North Korea won't even have to use the nuclear weapons for that deterrent effect. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the same thing applies. They won't have to use the nuclear weapon. Its mere presence will discourage foreign invaders. It's exactly the same thing as having a gun in your house and everybody in the neighborhood knowing you have guns in your home. It discourages somebody from trying to break on in and steal what does not belong to them. I don't have a problem with North Korea having nuclear weapons. They're not going to initiate a first strike against anybody. Why give up that deterrent value? Because once you've used the nuclear weapon and no longer have it, there's nothing protecting you from a retaliatory strike. Just think these things through and you'll realize what a total load of bovine excrement all this nuclear North Korea stuff is. We'll be right back.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.